Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Back to reality again. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today, I have the honor to be in this episode of Back to Reality. And with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Dawood and Brother Mehdi. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dawood, and I am very happy to be at your service.
Alaikum assalam.
Could you please introduce yourself briefly for me and the listeners?
Hello everyone, I'm Mehdi. I'm here in Qum for the last 6 years studying the seminary.
Thank you. And Brother Dawood?
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
I am Dawood and I have been teaching English for over 25 years and I've got MA in TEFL, teaching English as a foreign language.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to have you both in here. As you know, we're human beings, and despite the fact that human beings are some social creatures, but at the end, we feel like lonely, no matter how we are, no matter we are married, single, in a group of friends, in a family, no matter where we are, there is always this feeling of loneliness that we feel in ourselves. You know, but first of all, I always
who feels this?
Don't you feel lonely?
Loneliness, no.
So okay. You are a kind of exception creature. I don't have nothing to do with you.
Why you like
this? I don't want to generalize things, but actually, this is a fact. Okay, so first of all, you have to tell me that do you feel lonely?
No. Are you lonely, brother?
No, I'm not lonely. I don't feel lonely. But there are some moments in everybody's life that they feel you are lonely. You feel like you are not being
that.
No, you didn't say that. No, you didn't say that. There's sometimes that someone feels lonely. You said, you know, everyone always has a sense of loneliness.
Sometimes you are surrounded by some people, but yet you feel lonely. Man as a gregarious human or being was born and raised within the society, within the community of people. So it is very much unnatural to say that I am lonely. But there are some moments that you feel you are not being understood by the people around you. And this will make you lonely, and perhaps this loneliness is preferable at that time, even if you are surrounded by some people. You prefer to be on your own and enjoy your, let's say, loneliness. I don't know if it is right to call it enjoy, but when you are in the misery of a wrong company, you have to mention enjoy it. You enjoy your...
Yeah, there's joy in being lonely. So, dear listeners, I have to keep you alone for a minute and then we're going to come back to accompany you.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
We're talking about loneliness and this feeling of being alone, and we come to this point that, okay, there are times, sometimes, in everybody's life that we may feel lonely. But I think there is a difference between the loneliness of people who are married and the people who are single. And I assume both of you are married, so I want your opinion on this, that are there any differences in being lonely when you're married and we're not?
There's loneliness and there's solitude.
Yeah, right. They are two different separate things.
Precisely. Loneliness is, of course, detrimental.
Yeah.
Physical and mental health, the feeling of being lonely, and has been the root cause of a lot of people who've committed suicides. Right, people have ended their own lives out of loneliness because, as you mentioned, they feel that no one understands them in this world, right? By the way, I'm going to talk here, within brackets, this is when faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fact that he's always there with you helps you and you can communicate with him and realize that there is someone who understands you. Anyway, and so talking about like solitude, I am married and being by myself, right? I think solitude, not in the sense of being lonely, yeah. right? Solitude, I've always had that craving, you know, even before I was married, because we had rented a house, you know, like when you move out, I'd moved out.
Yeah.
When I was 17, I'd moved out of my house. And I rented a room at first, and then we rented a house with other housemates. You know, like when back in the day, that's how you live. At that time, you're mostly surrounded with people. Even at that time, once in a while, you need to go to your room, close the door, and, you know, let yourself heal. You understand? Because, yeah, you know, the society, it takes little pieces off of you, your mental health and your physical health.
Consumer energy.
You know, it takes it. So you need that time to recover. You actually do, and, you know. And I don't know, like, if my wife's listening, as you said, but, like, even more so when you're married. After you're married, you need that time a lot more, you understand?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you're like, okay, I have had enough for today, please.
I want
to be out. You know?
Yeah.
You want to be, like, unbothered and everything. And when you've got, like, toddlers at home, you know? So
you need it more, but do you have it more? I don't think so.
No,
less time than the time we're single.
You know, well, everything comes back to the human being very ungrateful, you know.
Yeah.
People wanting your help, or, you know, people that you have around you are a blessing. And of course, you know, instead of acknowledging that, yeah, it does happen sometimes that we want to be unbothered. And yeah, sometimes we get a little bit of that and sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about you, your brother David? Do you feel lonely? And is there any difference between your loneliness when you were single and now you're married?
Yes, I remember I was lonely before marriage because I was always left to my own devices when I was... I didn't have much communications with my siblings since they were much older than me. And of course, they were physically apart from me. My brothers and sisters were living with their own families, and I had to remain alone at home. Yeah. And I had a younger brother who was also in another city for education and for doing his military service. And I was obliged to remain lonely, or let's say alone, not lonely, because of the natural causes of being alone.
You're sick of it.
But after marriage, you know, the first condition that I have to tell you to opt my wife was to find someone that matches my personality and to create or to build up a perfect life after marriage. So, however, I have to mention that it cannot be necessarily possible for people to find someone who really matches their personality, because we are living with our similarities and difference. Even if you look at your fingers, you cannot see much similarity between them. They are living together peacefully within their differences.
Their own unique ways.
Yeah. I had my own way of life with my wife. We are living together peacefully, although we have some differences. She has got her own standard of life from her own family, and we started to get to know each other and to come to agreement in some respect.
Did you feel the urgent need to be in solitude for some while, as Brother Mehdi also mentioned?
However, sometimes you will experience a level of repetition in your married life, and this is the time when you feel like you need to some space on your own to refresh or to recover. Another point that I have to mention is that, yeah, there are sometimes that you need to, especially it depends on your type of personality, whether you are an introvert or extrovert.
Yeah.
Even if you are living peacefully with your life partner, you need some time to recover. For example, I myself personally, I am a kind of introvert person. So I need to remain alone to gain energy and to refresh and to prepare myself for a better partnership for the next stage of life. That could be tomorrow. I mean, sometimes in my house, I have a small basement where I can study, and this is the time when I enjoy my solitude to study and to prepare a better stage of married life, to study and to answer my wife's problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think marriage is kind of a special and unique opportunity that may occur in your life or may not. And when somebody is really involved into your life, it means that you have to, you have to give them some special space, some special, proxies of your love towards them. And this actually needs your energy, especially if you're an introvert person. And this need and this urge for being in a solitude after being married that will become higher, I think, in most of the people, is something really natural, in my opinion. And I think there should be a kind of mutual understanding of this happening in couples, partners, and everything. And me needs this solitude after especially communicate with people so much. And at the end of our speaking, I want to tell you that everybody is living in their own special and unique way, as you both mentioned. And we have to find our own special way of improvement, whether it's in solitude or whether it's in communication with other people, which I believe there should be a balance.
Right. And there's positive solitude and there's negative solitude.
Yeah,
also, like if someone is, you know, by himself trying to enjoy solitude, he might enjoy his solitude, but that solitude is the thoughts that he's going through, the way he's analyzing things might be incorrect. And as a result, he could affect his life negatively.
Yeah.
So the quality of the time that you spend, the quality of that time with your family also has to be improved.
Exactly.
And that time that you're spending by yourself has to be of help and aid to your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Be it solid or be it by yourself or within the community or your family.
And a good example leading your speech is about two great poets of Persian literature, which are Sa'di and Hafez, who were great people. And, despite the fact that most of the people think these people were isolated, they were parted and departed and estranged from other people, it's not like that. You know, they were engaged and involved with other people, and their books and their masterpieces were actually a result of their communication with other people, their traveling, and their brilliant experiences in relation with human beings. So it's not like you think you can heal yourself only in solitude. Sometimes you have to go into society, you have to show and manifest yourself and just be judged. You know, sometimes you have to put aside your fears and be yourself. So unfortunately, it was all the time we had for today episodes about loneliness. At the end, the key point is the balance between these two and finding your right way. Thank you for listening to us. It was all the time we had. I bid you farewell, and I leave you in a warm embrace of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي ما rise again let us see daylight again once again.